Okay, here's read number one. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson yesterday reported a 26% drop in first quarter profits. In response, Donald Trump threatened to launch a trade war with the European Union over tariffs imposed on Harley and other American companies. Last summer, Trump encouraged people to boycott Harley-Davidson and threatened to impose higher taxes on the company. Outside tonight, clear skies, lows around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 61 in Milwaukee, 66 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number two. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Two Milwaukee aldermen have asked the Milwaukee County District Attorney to consider prosecuting health care. Start over. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Two Milwaukee aldermen have asked the Milwaukee County District Attorney to consider prosecuting health department officials over their handling of the city's lead water crisis. Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton and Alderman Bob Donovan sent a letter to District Attorney John Chisholm formally requesting that he investigate whether criminal offenses occurred at the Milwaukee Health Department. Outside tonight, clear skies, lows around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 61 in Milwaukee, 66 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number three. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A Wisconsin drunk driving case is going before the U.S. Supreme Court today. In Wisconsin v. Gerald P. Mitchell, a Wisconsin resident says his Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure were violated when police took blood from him while he was unconscious. And the last parcel of downtown Milwaukee's Park East corridor is going back up for sale after the latest attempt to develop the site fell apart. And outside tonight, clear skies, lows around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 61 in Milwaukee, 66 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, going to do number three over. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A Wisconsin drunk driving case is going before the U.S. Supreme Court today. In Wisconsin v. Gerald P. Mitchell, a Wisconsin resident says his Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure were violated when police took blood from him while he was unconscious. And the last parcel of downtown Milwaukee's Park East corridor is going back up for sale after the latest attempt to develop the site fell apart. Outside tonight, clear skies, lows around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 61 in Milwaukee, 66 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number four. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night, 127-104. They now move on to the semifinal round where they will take on the Celtics. Game one will likely be Saturday or Sunday at the Forum. And the Brewers lost to the Cardinals last night, final score 13-5. Game two of that three-game series is tonight in St. Louis. Outside tonight, clear skies, lows around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 61 in Milwaukee, 66 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.